from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Are you as juiced as the Flus? The Caleb and Company will make their preseason NFL debuts against the Bills in Buffalo on Saturday afternoon.
We're excited about that. Guys are juiced about it. In terms, we have a really good plan and a good process for that. And we have a range of plays that we feel that are going to be good for those particular groups. I'm not going to get into talking about numbers, but we want to see a good flow and a good rhythm to it.
How many TDs, how many turnovers, how many pre-snap penalties are you predicting?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping more touchdowns than the other two combined, right? I don't want to see any turnovers at all, and I certainly don't want to see any pre-snap penalties. So I'm going to say that they do manage a touchdown. I just feel good about life.
Starters?
I'm going to say it.
Starting offense.
Gets themselves a touchdown, in my opinion. I think it'll be fun to see it happen. Hopefully they can march down the field a little bit and then make a good play to cap a drive. I don't know what more I want to see, to be honest with you. I like that good rhythm, good flow. That would be fantastic if you could see them kind of getting the chains to move a little bit and feel like they're in a flow and they're in like a good feel to what they're doing. I think that it's very low expectations for me. I don't know that I want to see a ton. I certainly don't want to see any contact at all. I mean, I am hoping that they can protect the quarterback. You worry about different issues with the offensive line. You worry about the secondary a little bit when that comes. But this is it, man. This is the new era in Bears football. We're going to be able to sit down with a cup of coffee in the afternoon at noon and watch this game unfold and get a sense of what this team's all about. I'm very excited. Juiced like Flus.
Well, I love how the question is written, but I think, Mully, you're more juiced. I'm more juiced. I'm excited to hear what David has to say next. I almost felt that was a little forced by Flus, to be honest. If you put that through the Dustin interpretation of Flusy there, I felt he was almost like forced to sound enthusiastic. I almost feel like he would rather not
really
play the starters. I felt it was flat. I think this is an anti-Flus.
It reads better than when you listen to it.
Uh-huh. It reads a lot better than when you hear it. That's all. I'm just reacting to, I thought he was very, okay, the starters are going to play. We're looking for operation.
We're real excited.
I'm wondering, are they going to put the ball in the air though, right? I'm going to say 1-1-1. They're going to get a touchdown. They are going to turn the ball over, and they are going to have a false start. But I'm jacked. It's must-see TV.
Oh,
Fire up the DVR if you got plans.
Noon on a Saturday, August 10th. You get done with inside the clubhouse. You have a cup of coffee. You turn on the Bears. I am Eber-juiced. Ready to go. So I think that Caleb Williams will be efficient more than explosive. I think Shane Waldron better have a couple scripted series ready to go, hand the ball off, get rid of the ball quickly and quick slants to DJ Moore, get some yak, get Keenan Allen involved. if you get to third down. You'll get to third down. And Rome Odunze, work him in. I like the three wide receiver sets. I want to see Cole Kmet. I want to see all the things. The offensive line will be missing. Nate Davis, we'll get to him in a second. But I think they march down the field at least once. They score a touchdown. I think the pre-snap penalty will come up and give Adam Amin, who's calling the game, I believe, a chance to point out the operation needs some work still. The cadence still needs some work, and that'll be a storyline. So there'll be one pre-snap penalty, one touchdown, zero turnovers, because it's going to be a clean operation.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
Voice of Brad Biggs, Biggs time 8:25. 8:25, Brad Biggs with Mully and Haw. Did you like hearing Bears coach Matt Eberflus explain that Nate Davis suffered a setback?
Yeah, he came back. We had him back in there, right? It was individual, and it was some reps, and then he felt it again, you know. So he's dealing with some soft tissue stuff, and so we had to bring him back down and take him out. So, again, we'll start that process over, and we'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes. Mark Grody is not happy with what the injury and the timetable. Are you?
Well, the world's a better place when Mark Grody's at peace. So I hope that Mark Grody is happy with that answer. Nate Davis remains an enigma. And I think he remains a mystery wrapped inside a riddle. And I don't know that you know anything more by going week to week instead of day to day. To me, that raises more questions than eliminates them. Soft tissue, that could be a number of things. I know they don't have to fill out an injury report, but they've got to be frustrated. They've got to be really frustrated internally that this player that they're paying a lot of money, guaranteed millions of dollars to, has yet to fulfill any of their expectations and really fallen so far away from them. I wonder how the conversation goes about what happens if this continues. What are your sunk costs? These kinds of things. Because the word soft and Nate Davis are used in a sentence way too often.
He could endorse Charmin. I had heard speculation it's a groin, that's what he's dealing with, a groin injury.
In the quest.
Okay.
Next.
Are you done?
Yep.
The question says that it's reportedly a groin injury, and he said that they're going to start the process over, meaning they brought him back. He was out with a groin injury. They brought him back, and he had a setback, so they got to kind of start again with him. I like that there's at least a reason and an understanding that there was an injury and that he did have a setback. It's better than people thinking that he just doesn't want to practice. If he's physically having something go awry, that's an explanation. You know, I don't know how serious the injury is, and I am happy, though, that we know what it is, and there is a timetable. So that's good. And Grody was upset about that, and it's good to have that back. But, yeah, reportedly he went down with a groin injury, and we'll find out when he comes back. I still like what Eberflus said about the replacement has an opportunity to win the job, basically. So let's see how that works out in the game. I just don't want there to be any kind of issue with their operation because Nate Davis isn't there. So I want to make sure that, number one, the quarterback's protected. Number two, whoever is in there is aware of what his role is, understands how to do his job, and there aren't any penalties or anything like that. So this is all more to watch for and more to evaluate come Saturday afternoon.
Get into baseball questions.
Voice of Steve Stone, 9 o'clock right here. What was the biggest impression of White Sox GM Chris Getz made explaining the decision to fire Pedro Grifol? Was it wise to eliminate anybody who isn't currently in a major league uniform as a replacement?
No, it's not wise to do that. I think that you should be open to hiring the best guy, no matter who it is. It seems to me that this is, if you don't get along with a guy and he's been rumored to be a candidate, how do you eliminate him? Well, you know, he's not in Major League Baseball. He's doing a podcast. How do you eliminate him? Well, he's not in Major League Baseball. He's doing the pre and post game show. So I just think that that's what I heard. Now, I we get a chance to talk to Chris, and he can explain to us what it means. But I do think it's good that they're going to talk to multiple people, apparently, who are currently in baseball because they need help with their operation. They need a voice from the outside. They don't need a yes man. They don't need someone to come in here. I think this is what you're hearing, David, when we talk about, this is guy connected to Tony La Russa. They don't want somebody who's hired to be a puppet. That is, I'm talking about the fans or the critics that are saying those things. I agree with that. You don't need a puppet. You need an independent voice that can be part of a group of people that can make a decision.
Good point.
You want someone to listen to what they have to say, but you want someone with their own opinions and their own ideas about doing business. So I think that's a really, really important part of the whole thing.
I'm surprised, as fresh as this all is, that they would do any kind of this is what we're looking for specifically and putting certain people out of contention. I don't think that's a wide enough search when you do that.
I think those are good points. It's very strong to say that, because I think that's necessary for him to now do. I need to also clean up follow up the mentioned last segment that I hadn't seen anywhere from Pedro Grifol being quoted. He actually did talk to Daryl Van Scowen of the Sun-Times, or at least texted him and said this: grateful to Jerry, Rick, and Kenny for the opportunity. I have health and a loving family. I have a spiritual foundation that gives me incredible strength, peace, and freedom. This won't break me. As a matter of fact, it only motivates me. The next thing I do in my life, I will do it for the love and passion I have for this game and for the sole purpose of serving others. That was in today's Sun-Times. That's a good thing to get from Pedro Grifol. As for Chris Getz, I do agree with you guys. It wasn't wise to go into this with these kind of restrictions, almost self-imposed restrictions. And now you've got to know what you're looking for. But I also think that, are you looking to build a consensus, or is this going to be an independent search that is driven? If it's not independent, is it driven by your own convictions? And I don't know that he has been here long enough for us to know that or to trust that. And to me, that's one of the bigger questions Sox fans will have. Do you trust the man in charge of leading this search? Do you believe that this is the man leading this search?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Terrific question. Need to get that answered. Don't have it for you today.
That, of course, is the voice of Bruce Levine. He's here at 7 a.m. Okay, it lacks buzz, but the White Sox are energized by the firing of Pedro Grifol. Will it be enough to coax a victory over the Cubs? Two victories? What happens this weekend?
A little more buzz, a little more interest, a lot more people paying attention. That's good for business. I think this ballpark will be full. I'm not sure if it would have been before this happened. So that's good for Chicago sports and Chicago baseball. I don't think it changes anything. Cubs need to win these games. The urgency remains higher on the north side than it does on the south side. We're going to see Garrett Crochet throw 19 pitches tonight and then take exit stage left. Jameson Taillon's going to be dealing probably quality start. They win tonight. They win tomorrow. Cubs sweep. Can you call it a sweep if it's only two games? Mini sweep, mini broom. But they win both games. The Sox play energized baseball, but the bullpen blows it in both nights. Cubs get Sunday off, and it will be after two victories.
Cubs sweep.
Yeah, I think that this is, as much as there is kind of a switch here and a little bit of a buzz maybe, I think this might be a big ask. The Cubs need to win. They are desperate for wins. So they need to win a lot more than the Sox. The Sox would love to win. The Sox would love to find some meaning in their season, which is a meaningless exercise at this point. They are the WOAT, as I heard someone describe it, worst of all time.
The WOAT.
How about that? We're waiting on the WOAT.
What is a WOAT?
It's like a goat with a W in front of it.
A WOAT sounds like a sad goat.
So if you lose to the WOAT, then you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
What?
And
the
it
WOAT?
Doesn't matter.
Sorry.
I feel like we should write a children's book.
I think we kind of, yeah, we'd be well qualified for that. Given our vocabulary, I think we're all set. Whoa.
So
WOAT is
so,
me.
So you go in feeling the Cubs are going to sweep. Yes. I'm going to say, just to be ornery, the Sox win 1-2.
Oh, you are so ornery.
Thank you. That's for Dustin.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the voice of Ron Coomer. He is here at 8 o'clock. Is there any White Sox player beside Luis Robert Jr. that you think is better than what the Cubs have? And speaking of Robert, would you rather have him or P. Crow Armstrong over the next 5 years?
Okay, it's fun stuff. Listen, Luis Robert Jr. was an all-star last year, and he has that capability. Did he hit 38 homers last year? And he hasn't been able to match any of those numbers. He was hurt for a long period of time. I don't think they're going to have him over the next 5 years, so it's difficult. I think PCA is going to be around. I think he's a young player, is going to be around. I'm not sure that Luis Robert is going to be anything other than traded eventually here. So I'm sure they want him to put up numbers toward the end of the year so that can help in their offseason moving of Luis Robert Jr. I don't think they're building around him. I think over the next 5 years, he will be a better player than Pete Crow Armstrong because I think he's one of the best center fielders in the game. Unfortunately, because he's in Chicago, because of everything that's going on, it hasn't worked. But if you traded him to the right place, he could be a hell of a player for a very long time. So, I got to see more from PCA. I know he's had a good month, but he hasn't had a good year. And I'm going with my guy, Luis Robert Jr., in any comparison with pretty much anyone. I think Mike Trout has had a better career than him, but I thought that maybe this might be a year where he could play better than Trout. Now, I didn't know Trout was getting hurt, but I just thought this might be a year where he was going to step up, and it hasn't happened really like Luis Robert Jr. I think there's nothing on the baseball field he can't do. As far as Sox players better than Cubs players, I mean, it's virtually impossible to find anyone on the White Sox that would be better than anyone in baseball. That's how bad this team is. Did you see, by the way, that they pulled Oscar Colas from a game in AAA last night, seemingly indicating that he's on the way?
He can come up now. Pedro's gone.
That's what my point is. Maybe that's the guy
Pedro
that was
blocking.
That is
Oscar Colas.
That's one of my questions.
He was the un-Colas.
Yep.
Garrett Crochet, he's pretty good. I think I'd take him. I mean, Schoed has been great, but Garrett Crochet be a guy that you'd take.
Garrett Crochet, right? Yeah. Would you take him over Justin Steele?
I would. I think I'd almost take him over. I think I'd almost take him over Shota as well. I mean, I just think his here's the reason though. I think his ceiling is like unbelievable, potentially, right? Like he just has this. So that's where I'd go with that. I mean, you know, we've had fun over the last year, I guess, or 8 months, however long it's been. You know, my PCA is going to be the biggest guy in Chicago by the time we get to whatever year that was. You know, and there's some really interesting quotes out of the Sun-Times this morning. You know, PCA saying that he's evolved, and not only as a baseball player, but as a human being, saying that he, and this is because he's had enough time now to evaluate my failures, and I haven't ever had a surplus of those in my life. So that kind of something to think about. Yeah, I mean, Luis Robert Jr. should be a better baseball player than PCA. But I think, Molly, to your point when you started your answer, PCA, I think, is going to be in Chicago longer than Luis Robert Jr.
That's a good one. Maybe that should have been the question, because over the next 5 years, I think definitely Luis Robert Jr., if he regains his health and stroke and all of those things, is capable of being an MVP. Is the same true for Pete Crow Armstrong? Maybe. But right now, as we speak, Pete Crow Armstrong comes into tonight's game hitting 206. Luis Robert, 207. Luis Robert's WAR is, I think, 0.6. Pete Crow Armstrong's 1.1. Pete Crow Armstrong's had a better year, and he struggled. Luis Robert Jr. is on the worst team in baseball and has struggled, and with injury and other reasons. So it's not the woe of all questions, but I do think that it makes you think, it just reinforces how bad of a season Luis Robert Jr. has had and how resurgent of a month PCA has had. They come in headed in opposite directions, but I think there's no question. Luis Robert Jr. at one point was being, you know, talked about in comparison to Mike Trout, in comparison to being a top 10 talent in the majors. He just has to fulfill it by staying healthy. PCA could still be a dynamic center fielder and going to be an asset. I like all those comments, Dustin. I think the kid has a lot to say. He's very introspective, and he's fun to watch. So both center fielders are exciting. I still think that over the next 5 years, Luis Robert Jr. has a chance to be better.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
What was your favorite moment of Team USA in their wild comeback, 95-91 victory over Jokic and Serbia in the Olympic semifinal yesterday? The rally from 17 down, despite a near-perfect game from an opponent, generational heroes LeBron, Steph, KD riding up to the rescue, battle of the MVPs, Joker losing to the four-timer LeBron, two-timer Steph, and former MVP KD and Joel Embiid, or the scoring masterclass supplied by Steph? Will the gold medal game versus France be anything more than a formality now?
This was a pleasure to watch. This was a privilege to be able to see this game and understand how long people will be talking about what happened. This was one of those moments. I know it was Thursday afternoon in August, but we'll be talking about this for years because of what it represented. You had the fourth quarter of a game. I think the U.S. trailed by 11 with 7 minutes to go, right? Double-digit deficit. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. I don't know. You have to go back to the Dream Team to find a trio that decorated who meant as much to the sport as these three guys do. Took over in different ways. LeBron with the triple-double, running the show. KD hitting clutch shot after clutch shot, and then Steph Curry going nuts like we were waiting for him to do. This was epic. This was historically good stuff, and I didn't want it to end. I'm glad that it did with the Team USA victory. Did they deserve it? Yes, absolutely they deserved it because they came back. I don't care what they did for the first three quarters. They flipped that switch. They won when they needed to win and gave everybody watching an example of that American competitiveness and everything else that we talk about and glorify. This was an Olympic moment. Now, is the gold all but certain? You don't want to take it for granted, but Team France is done. Yes, it is all but a formality. Did you see Rudy Gobert only played 5 minutes? You don't have to worry about him. So I think Team USA goes for gold, wins it, and I hope people can lay off Steve Kerr now.
Steph Curry's ninth three-pointer that made it 87-86 when they took the lead, I believe, for the first time in the fourth quarter. I think that was the moment that you'll remember. And, yeah, Steph was spectacular. And yeah, I don't think they have any problem with France. The biggest question is can they cover 16.5? That's the number from Circus Sports Illinois, 16.5.
It's a big number.
Here's the deal. I mean this sincerely. I believe it was Dennis Schroeder, the German guard, after they played the U.S. the first time. He said something like, if we play a perfect game, we'd beat every team in this competition by 20 points. But we could play a perfect game and still lose to the USA. And I'll tell you what, Serbia played a perfect game. Everything they threw up went down. They banked in shots from three-point range. It was just as if anything they did was going to work. They had a guy who shoots like 23% from three, knocked down four of them in the first half. They were up by 17. And to see the U.S., they didn't come back in the third quarter in the way I thought they might. I thought they were going to take control of the game, and it was still a struggle. But by the end of that game, watching all these guys, the way they played, you know, Joel Embiid, man, was he good at the end of that game. Very important for him to be that good. And certainly LeBron makes one of the huge shots. Steph Curry, what a masterclass. He was Steph Curry, and that's the first time he's led the team. Every game they played, they've had a different leading scorer. And they came back, and they stayed with a group of five players. Very interesting that they did that late in the game. And they did make a couple of adjustments, and they end up winning that game. And I got to tell you, I was hanging on every bucket in that game. I was yelling my head off. It was so much fun.
It was fun.
As a basketball game. My God, was that a fun, good basketball game where you see like real greatness, kind of shine when they had to have. Can you imagine what we'd be talking about if they lost that game this morning?
It would have been the biggest story in the country.
So now they take on France, which is a relatively young team. I watched some of the France-Germany game too. I got to tell you, Germany kind of led early and then France came back. That's a good French team. I'm not saying that it isn't, but I think that they're not mature enough at this point to be able to handle the U.S. team, which is wide awake, eyes wide open. They got one game left, and they're getting gold.
Do you think the criticism of Steve Kerr is valid?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I think it's virtually impossible to coach that many great players. And I also think that to answer Dustin's question from earlier, that if we go into the LA Olympics and you're without, three or four of the players that are on this team, there'll be three or four guys that will be breaking their arses just as much and playing maybe harder. And you don't have to worry about
the US being good at
basketball.
Do you know how many stars are going to be developing over the next 4 years?
Yes.
That's why I wouldn't worry so much about that
void.
I
totally agree with that. There are great players in the NBA that we're not even talking about. There are great players on this team that don't even get much time. And there are great players that didn't even get put on this team. But the great players that were there all turned up when it mattered most, and that's what it's about. I thought LeBron, the way that he's almost a coach on the court.
LeBron was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Steph
he
Curry,
has been throughout the
absolutely
entire tournament.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think that all that stuff stood up and it showed up, and it was a great
win. It was special.
What a fun game. My God. Unbelievable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.